The barracks closed in 1996, so there were 7 years of continuing Royal Marines presence in Deal. When they left, of course, it left a vacuum. And as you say, the bandstand, to a point, and the RMA and the proximity of the two, keeps the Royal Marine brand alive, if you see what I mean. It's and the history that goes into Deal is huge.
I suppose it's reasonable to say that what actually happened on that day gave the barracks another 7 years.
It did. Well, again, it was a pity because the 7 years was dead man walking. You know, it was nothing was still done. We had lots of barbed wire, everything, but we all knew at some point when Margaret Thatcher, who give her credit for all her backbone and her determination not to give in to terrorism, but she made a pronouncement on the day coming to Deal and on the day saying Deal will not lose its Marines. Mm. Well, thank you, but you know that's not particularly sustained. You know, the next 10 years, that's going to sustain for a little while, and then we're going to have to revisit this subject. It just made life very difficult. Because, as I say, you know, the money that was spent on security, which was kind of redundant. The horse had bolted. I know it had to be done. I mean, God forbid something else would have occurred. But all of it went on security. None of it went on facilities for training or music. And it just left us in limbo for 6 or 7 years until we eventually did move to Portsmouth under much worse terms than we had originally planned in 1989, and we would have had a wonderful school. I can tell you, actually, £17.3 million was in the pot in 1989, and the Royal Marines School moved from Deal to Portsmouth for a total sum, all aspects of it, £500K. So in that intervening 7 years, a lot of money had been allocated to other projects, and it was done on a shoestring.